So if you got $3.5 million transferred into your bank account from Moscow, from the wife of a former mayor of Moscow who is connected to the FSB, which is basically Russia's KGB. Remember the Soviet Union, it was the KGB. So it's like their spy agency. If you got $3.5 million transferred into your account and the U.S. Treasury had a suspicious activity report on you, how do you think that would play out? I mean, what do you think would happen? That's just a small chunk of the money that was being transferred into Hunter Biden's account from different places around the world. It's incredible. You know, if that would happen to me, I could explain that away. I mean, what would I have to do for somebody from Russia to put $3.5 million into my account? What would I have to, just think about it. What would you have to do? What would you have to do? What kind of business would you be involved in? Imagine all the money coming from China into my, you know, if it was my account, what would I have to do? What would the government have done? Let's think about this. Robert Mueller. What would Robert Mueller have done if he found millions of dollars in Donald Trump Jr.'s account or Eric Trump's account or Ivanka or Jared's that came from Russia without an explanation? What do you think Robert Mueller would have done and his investigators to President Trump? I'm just asking questions. I'm not accusing anyone of anything. Think about what they did to President Trump. By the way, speaking of President Trump, I have the great Lou Dobbs on the show today. So you're going to want to hang on. You're going to want to be right there. Listen, no matter if you're in your kitchen, if you're doing dishes, if you're working in the car, if you're a mechanic, if you're at Walmart and you got your ear pod in and your boss has no idea that you're listening to the Sarah Carter Show, just keep on walking, keep on fixing those shelves because we've got the great Lou Dobbs and he is going to be breaking news and talking about his fantastic book. It's called The Trump Century, How Our President Changed the Course of History Forever. It is an important book and one that I think everybody should have because it actually tells the real story, not what the MSM wants you to hear, not the lies, but the real story about this president and what he is doing for the American people, particularly the middle class. But before I get any further, I just want, you know what? Let me play this clip for you, and then I'm going to go to something else. But let me play this clip. This is Biden in 2019, and I just want you to hear what he had to say about his son, Hunter.
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board, and that was it. And there's nobody.
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like, when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know?
No.
What's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something that was, there was something on its face that was wrong. There's nothing on its face that was wrong.
What the heck? Conflict of interest? I mean, you're in charge of Ukraine and your son sits on the board of an energy company that is corrupt. One of the biggest energy companies, Burisma Holdings. And that's okay. There's no conflict of interest there. Come on, former Vice President Biden. Really? Really? Because if this would have been President Trump, you would have had it all over the news. You would have been talking about how corrupt he was, how he was in the Russians' pockets, how he was in the pocket of the Ukrainians. I can go on and on and on. But before I go on, you know, we were talking about spies. We're talking about intrigue, former Russians putting money into people's bank accounts, people being spied on. That's what brings me to ExpressVPN. Do you know what big tech and big government have in common, folks? They both want to silence any dissenting voices into submission. I'm telling you, we're seeing it all the time. Let's say you're a proud gun owner and you want to talk on social media about your right to bear arms. Well, chances are that your post will be flagged by a content moderator. Don't we know it? I know it. It's happened to me. And you might end up on some kind of government watch list. I hope I'm not. But remember, I was spied on by the former ambassador of Ukraine, Marie Ivanovich, spent government money to follow my social media. So this is not a lie. This is the truth. To fight back against having your voice censored by both big tech and big government, I recommend, and I'm not even over-exaggerating here, I recommend ExpressVPN. You need a VPN. See, the problem with big tech is that not only do they attempt to censor you, but they also track what you're doing online, what you're searching for, the videos you watch, and everything you click. They can match your activity to your true identity using your device's unique IP address. That's how they get you. That's how they find out who you are. When I use ExpressVPN, they can't see my IP address at all. My identity is anonymized by a secure VPN server. Plus, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of my internet data for protection from hackers and eavesdroppers. ExpressVPN is by far the best VPN I've tried. It's the VPN rated number one by CNET, Wired, and countless other tech publications. And what I love most about ExpressVPN is it couldn't be easier to use. The app has one button, you tap it, and you're protected. It's just that simple. ExpressVPN.com/Carter. That's Express, ExpressVPN.com/Carter to get 3 months free, folks. 3 months free. Remember to put /Carter at the end of ExpressVPN.com/Carter. You're going to get those 3 months free. That's my guarantee. Visit ExpressVPN. I want to go back really quickly to what we heard. We heard Vice President Joe Biden talk about the fact that he didn't even bother to check to see if his son was working or sitting on the board of an energy company in Ukraine that was corrupt while he was overseeing Ukraine. You know, I call BS on that, and I will call BS on that in Vice President Biden's face if he is ever in front of me, because I don't believe it for a second. We know now, based on the report, the Senate report that was released by that is Senator Ron Johnson with the Senate Homeland Security Committee and Senator Chuck Grassley, who is with the Finance Committee now, that there are a slew of questions that need to be answered. And folks, I never thought that we would live in an America where it is so apparent, and only because President Trump was elected, that there is a two-tiered system of justice. I mean, we're seeing it. There's like a special group of oligarchs in America. They're the bureaucracy. They get to do whatever they want. They're not held accountable. I don't even understand this. How is it possible that Hunter Biden had $3.5 million wired into his account, that the U.S. Treasury would point this out? And by the way, a very classified report, it's called an SAR. It's a suspicious activity report. That's when they check your bank account for some kind of suspicious activity. You transferred $1,000 to Pakistan and it ended up in Al-Qaeda's hands, that kind of report. Or something weird gets transferred into your account from Russia, from China, from Ukraine. This is the report. Oh, you go read the report. It's online. Go online and read the report and you'll see for yourself. It is one after another of very unusual, suspicious monetary exchanges between Hunter Biden and his company and these foreign entities. And his father was the vice president. There is a serious conflict of interest there. And I got to tell you this, if he was hiding that money, or if there was any reason to believe that he received that money because of illicit, and I'm not saying he did, these are all allegations, but if there was some kind of illicit ongoings, like the report noted, women that he paid that were connected to sex trafficking organizations in this, that could be used as compromise. That could be used to actually force someone to do something. That's what the Russians do. That's what the Chinese do. By the way, that's what the United States does as well with their CIA. They try to find information on someone. You know, remember the big lie, the big dossier lie on President Trump, not real like this. But a false dossier that tried to come up with all these really weird, salacious things about the hotel room in Moscow. And they were saying that President Trump, you know, there could be compromise with the Russians. That was all lies. This apparently is not lies. There were actual reports, but nobody's doing anything until Senator Rand Paul. He is now referring Hunter Biden for a criminal probe right now to the Department of Justice. So we'll see what happens. I mean, who knows? We don't know what's going to even happen by November 3rd. I mean, we're going to talk to Lou Dobbs about that later on in the show. And I think that's going to be very important that we focus in on that. Before I go any further, I want to send a big prayer and a shout out to my good friend, Dan Bongino, who just announced that they had found a tumor. This is on the Dan Bongino podcast on his show, in his neck. They don't know yet if it is benign or not. It is apparently quite concerning. And he has, you know, this amazing family, and he's just such an amazing, wonderful human being, a good soul. So I just want to let him know how much me and my family love him and support him, and we're praying for him every day, as I know all of you listeners out there are too. So we just don't want to forget the people that count, right? And that's our friends and our family, and remembering to say a prayer for them every single day. And please listen to the Dan Bongino podcast. It's great. He's fantastic. I hope to get him on my podcast, and we could do a switcheroo soon. But I just want him to know how much we love him and how much we're praying for him before we go on. And I'm going to jump right into it. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I have to play this clip. This is MSNBC. This is Cheryl Dorsey. She's a retired LAPD sergeant. And I just could not believe what I was hearing.
Sometimes the criminal law is not adequate to respond to a tragedy. That is quite a remarkable statement, a striking statement.
Well, listen, not only is he being intellectually dishonest about that, you know, I find all of his remarks with regards to this whole entire press conference offensive. And let me just speak to this whole celebrity influencer thing. While they can't speak for Kentuckians, let me say this is a black woman. He does not speak for black folks. He's skin folk, but he is not kin folk.
I cannot believe that she just said that about Daniel Cameron, the Kentucky Attorney General. That is so disgusting, so wrong, so out of place. Here is a man that was put into office to do a job. And it is a tragedy that Breonna Taylor lost her life. But these incidents are being hijacked by leftist radicals and also by people who really care. They want to know what happened. Did Breonna Taylor, was she killed out of malfeasance? Did something go wrong in the police departments? But we have a system of justice, people. Our nation is built on a system of justice. We take things to court. We go to juries. We fight it out in court, not on the streets. We don't just pick up weapons and kill each other. We don't just set fire to businesses. We don't take buses and load them up with outsiders and drive them into Louisville, Kentucky, and then start riots. We don't do that. We shouldn't be doing that. You're being used. Any of you out there that are jumping on these buses, or, you know, you're protesting because your teachers told you and you're in Portland and you're not going to take it anymore and you're in the Chaz. I'm in the Chaz. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm the snowflake. I'm going to sit in my basement and be so mad. Black lives matter. They matter. So I'm going to go down and burn a black business in a community that is already impoverished. What the hell? What is wrong with you? What happened? What's going through your mind? You are being used. You are being used. Just like the mayor of Russia and his wife used Hunter Biden, I'm sure. And Burisma used Hunter Biden. I know I tied that all in, right? But you're being used. This is all about politics. These people on the left, these groups, these organizations are all about themselves. And they're about changing the fundamental values of this nation, the ones that gave us freedom, those fundamental values of liberty and capitalism that make us whole, that give us something to fight for. Do you really want to give that away? What is wrong with this world? What is wrong with this that a man is so driven by all of this rhetoric that he gets a gun and shoots two Louisville police officers and they're in a hospital, two innocent people? What is wrong when we see the two officers that were shot in Compton? What is wrong when police officers are so terrified they don't even go into communities anymore to protect the innocent people that are being targeted in these communities? What is wrong when we're killing our own children on the streets of Chicago? What is wrong when we're not talking about that? What is wrong? Yes, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. Every life matters. Jewish lives matter. White lives matter. Black lives matter. Chinese lives matter. Everybody's life matters. It matters because we're human and it should matter. And it should matter. But we shouldn't be tearing ourselves apart in the streets. If it matters, we would not be killing and we would not be pillaging our communities. We would not be doing that. But before I go any further, and before I get all wrapped up and crazed into this moment, because I know all of you are feeling this way, we got to take a break. We got to take a deep breath. We got to get back with our families. And the last thing we want to do when the world is losing its mind is go to the grocery store, right? We do not want to do that. It's crowded, masks are a must, and the selection isn't always great. And sometimes we just don't want to go. You know, we want to stay at home. We want to kick up our feet. We want to let Omaha Steaks ship delicious food directly to our door. And I can tell you this, look, I know, because when my husband was wounded, and I want to go back to those family values, right? What means most to us. In 2011, after my husband was wounded and he was at home after rehab, there wasn't a lot of time. We didn't really want to go out. I mean, it wasn't COVID, but we didn't really want to go out. We were trying to, you know, fix our family, get through the rehab, be at home with our children more. And we would do that. We actually ordered Omaha Steaks. And those steaks came to our home, and it was pretty amazing. We had a barbecue. We did this off and on once with our friends, which was incredible. We had everybody showing up at home, and, people were, it was like Marty's Alive barbecue, you know, my husband's alive barbecue, and everybody came over, and it was just a real heartwarming, true Americana moment, you know, and family moment. And that's part of what barbecuing is to me. It's like being outdoors with your family. And I got to tell you, these steaks are phenomenal. My husband is blind. You know that. I've talked to you about this before. He can't see, but he still barbecues and he cooks. He is completely blind, but he still barbecues and he cooks. And we just made some of these great Omaha steaks. They were incredible. It was the filet mignons with the bacon wrapped around. It was just absolutely delicious, incredible. It brought back a lot of the memories of, you know, of 2011 and after he was wounded and just being at home with him. So the reason I don't just pick any advertiser. I pick advertisers that I believe in, people that I'm connected to and products that I'm connected to. And I'm really connected to Omaha Steaks. So this is really important. Right now, you can get a gourmet grill out package, It's exclusive for my listeners. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code Carter into the search bar. You have to actually enter the code Carter into the search bar to get this deal. And for a limited time, Omaha Steaks will add 2 pounds of extra burgers, so great, because you know the kids love that stuff, and gourmet jumbo franks free with your order. Think about it. You're going to get 2 pounds of extra burgers and gourmet jumbo franks free with your order. The Grill Out Favorites package, it lets you stay home and eat like you're in the best steakhouse in town. Remember, visit omahasteaks.com and remember to type the code Carter, that's C-A-R-T-E-R, into the search bar. You guys will not regret it. You're going to love it, and you're going to have a great barbecue. I'm putting all good thoughts your way. Now, before I go any further, I want to talk a little bit about Lou Dobbs. I'm on his show frequently. That's on Fox Business. That is a home for me. I love my Fox family. I spend a lot of time either on Fox Business, on Lou's show, or with Laura Ingraham or Sean Hannity on the Fox News channel. But Lou has been around, gosh, for so long, and he is somebody that I highly respect, somebody that I have listened to for so long, and I'm so blessed to have him on this show. He's written this incredible book. It's called The Trump Century, How Our President Changed the Course of History Forever. I've got it right here for all of you who are watching me on YouTube. You can see it right here. I'm reading this book. It's phenomenal. I love it. And I love what Lou has to say. You know, he's a New York Times bestselling author of 6 books. And, of course, he's the host of the number one program on Fox Business, Lou Dobbs Tonight. This is the first time I'm actually going to get to ask Lou questions. Usually it's Lou asking me questions on the number one show on Fox Business. So, Lou, thank you so much for being on The Sarah Carter Show.
Great to be with you. Now you have me very frightened.
I won't. I'm not going to scare you at all. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Every time I'm on your show, I'm like sweating bullets. What's Lou going to ask me now? It's going to be a trick question. I know it. But I'm going to talk to you about, you know, your great book, Lou, The Trump Century, How Our President Changed the Course of History Forever. I couldn't agree with you more. And the reason I think your book is so important and the reason I wanted you on the show to talk about it is because this is really where Trump changed everything for everyone. It's about the economy. It's about how he viewed our country and how he put America first, right?
Absolutely. And as you say, it's about the economy, the political economy, and a man who arrived at the perfect moment in history to do what had to be done to save this country's destiny and to restore our greatness as a nation. After years, and I'm referring to both political parties, years of leadership that was not always in alignment with our national interests and with the needs and the interests of the American people and the American working man and woman. This president chose the perfect time in history to step forward or go down that escalator to announce his candidacy. He has changed everything. People may not even realize that for 20 years preceding President Trump's decision to run for president, we had stagnant wages in the middle class. Now, the middle class is the bedrock of this nation. It's where the American dream resides most brightly. It is so critical to all that we are and identify as Americans. It is where we look to, if we aspire to the middle class, it's where we look to arrive and from which we hope that we will launch the next generation to do even better than we do.
But Lou, it seems like both sides, both the Democrats and the establishment Republicans, completely forgot that. You're great friends with President Trump. I know he cares about the American people. In 2016, when I was in Wisconsin, I would talk to people that were waiting in lines for hours to see the president. I'd say, what are you here? Are you a Republican? No, I'm an independent. Then why are you standing here in line for hours? They said, because for the first time in my life where I can vote, I actually feel there is a candidate that is actually listening to me. And I heard that again in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Would you agree with me on that? And would you say that these establishment Republicans and Democrats have completely forgotten what the middle class has done for them and for this country?
Well, absolutely. And that's why the president arrived at the perfect moment, is because both parties had become globalist elites, whether it be the Republicans or the Democrats. Democrats aligned with the left-wing movements of nations all over the world, and the Republican Party aligned with commercial corporate interests all across the world, globalist elites, and the hell with the American working man and woman and their families. Republicans would talk even about family values while they tore up American workers' jobs. They supported the outsourcing of millions of American jobs. The left wanted to restore the concept of a total government. They wanted, whether you call it socialism, they wanted more government. They didn't want better government. They just wanted more of it. And they aligned themselves with international interests that certainly this country should never, ever have been doing business with. And I'm talking about now, under Barack Obama, a deal to turn over $150 billion, leave $1.8 billion in foreign currency cash on a tarmac, on a pallet. Are you kidding?
To Iran.
It's just
to our enemy.
Yes, to Iran.
To our enemy. And that's something that, Lou, I I think you hit the nail on the head here. It makes strange bedfellows, right? We see this Lincoln Project with the Republicans. We see the Democrats. We see them working now together. They always pretended to be two different parties. And then we're seeing the real face right now of these Lincoln Project Republicans and these Democrats, right? America's seeing the truth for once.
The American people are very hard to fool. They can be fooled, but not for long. And they are looking straight at this maelstrom that this nation is in. People kid about this is 2020. What else can happen? Because it surely will. We are looking at a nation right now that is coming out of a recession caused by a China virus that was unleashed by the communist Chinese and Xi Jinping on an unsuspecting world without warning. It was a conscious act to unleash that virus while the Chinese government shut down domestic travel. They encouraged international travel and the dispersal of that virus.
Absolutely. And you had the scientist on your show from China, the lady that worked at the lab. She's from Hong Kong. She worked at the Wuhan lab. She talked about this possibly being a man-made virus or altered virus. And you brought up that point. How can we say that the Chinese did not purposefully unleash this virus on the world when they actually shut down travel within their own country, but left it open so that people from Wuhan could travel to Italy and all over the world?
Exactly. And they covered up the origin of that virus. They covered up their acts to prevent the world from knowing more about the virus. It was a conscious act on the part of Xi Jinping and his government, and that makes it the moral equivalency, moral equivalent of murder. There is no two ways about it. There is no room for another interpretation. It's straightforwardly an act against the entire globe.
And this is the first time we have a president that is willing to hold China accountable and tell the American companies that are so vested in China, you need to be vested in the American people, not in the Chinese government. And we're not going to put up with it anymore. Do you think that's why he has received such a backlash from those folks that are globalists that you and I both know exist here in Washington, D.C., in this swamp, as well as in other parts of America where they really don't care about the American people as much as they care about lining their pockets and utilizing cheap Chinese labor to do so?
You know, for a moment, we could suspend a discussion of all of the people he's helped by the tens of millions in this country, and indeed around the world, actually. But let's think about the people who hate his guts and who they are. They're the Chamber of Commerce, the biggest lobby in Washington, D.C., representing corporate America, the Business Roundtable, representing 130 to 150 U.S. multinationals, because he is in no way interested in pushing their interest. He is interested in the working man and woman, their families in this country, creating jobs, bringing back manufacturing, driving this economy, and creating ever greater opportunity for all Americans. And I mean all Americans. We're talking about the man who created the lowest, is responsible for the lowest unemployment rate for blacks in this country's history, the lowest unemployment rate for Hispanics. This is a man who has set off the global elites of both parties, and you know, talking about both parties and their establishments, I always say it this way: this is a country that has two wings, the right and the left, Republicans and Democrats. But always remember, they're just opposite wings of the same bird, and the rest of us get the bird.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You know, my mom used to say, Lou, to me all the time, she would say, Sarah, the Democrats and the Republicans pretend to have two different roads, but they lead to the same bed. She used to say that. I don't know why she always said, but it's pretty much what you're saying right now. And now we're actually seeing it.
I like your mother a lot.
She was amazing. She came from Cuba, so she understands and she understood what socialism and Marxism could do to a nation. And Lou, that's what I want to talk to you about. What is it like when you look? I mean, you're one of the people I respect most because you tell it like it is. You've never been afraid to tell the truth and to stand up for the truth. When you see what's happening right now in our country, you see that push towards socialism, towards Marxism, that anti-capitalist rhetoric that's spreading from our streets in Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, across this country, and you see these uprisings of young people that have been bought and sold on this socialist message, and have, and for some reason, because they've either been taught it in high school and in the universities, that they believe that capitalism is somehow evil and wrong, and that America is somehow the evil in the world. What goes through your mind when you see this, and do you think we can reverse this trend?
Thing that goes through my mind is thank God for Donald Trump. He has, on this issue, as we're watching what's unfolding, the shooting, the terrible shooting of those two police officers in Louisville, we're watching more of this BLM, Black Lives Matter, Antifa-inspired Marxist violence in our cities. This has nothing to do with the facts of the Breonna Taylor case. This has everything to do with the activism and the propaganda and the orchestrated effort by the left to drive more street violence because they believe it's in their interest to do so for the for creating the outcome of the November 3rd election, that is for Joe Biden. It is horrible to think that this country has descended to this point. But remember that those cities, and I know you do, those cities are run by Democratic mayors. Those states, in most instances, have Democrat governors, and they are purposely holding back law enforcement and telling BLM, the Marxist organization. By the way, they're Marxists before they're black, without any question whatsoever.
Absolutely.
And Antifa to raise as much hell and destroy as much property and in fact take as many lives as is necessary to push this message of hate that is owned by the Democrat Party.
Well, we not only see them pushing that message of hate, they pushed that message of hate for 4 years onto President Trump.
Right.
That message of hate has been pushed on. You bring it up very well, Lou, and I want to remind people, I'm here with Lou Dobbs. This I'm talking about his book, The Trump Century, How Our President Changed the Course of History Forever. It is a must buy. You have to read this book. If you care about this country, if you care about what's happening, if you care about our future, yes, you've got to get Lou Dobbs' book. And the reason I bring that up, Lou, is because there's a rhetoric, right, that we've seen happening in our media. And, you know, you're an expert here. You're an expert in the field of media. And we've seen lies perpetuated against President Trump in the mainstream media. We've seen those same lies perpetuated against people, the American people who voted for Trump. I mean, yeah, this is when Hillary Clinton called them the deplorables. And we see the New York Times and the Washington Post and the editorials basically trash the American people who backed President Trump and who are backing him now. How dangerous do you think that type of rhetoric is to our nation? And what needs to be done basically to counteract that?
Well, your point is exact, and the cause celeb of the day for the left-wing media, Sarah, is the president saying that he couldn't assure a transition in a certain amount of time after the election, and the reason he can't is because there is so much uncertainty. 80 million mail-in ballots have been sent out. We're finding ballots by the roadside in ditches, in trays. We know that Nancy Pelosi wants the post office to be the arbiter in this. She calls the post office election central for 2020 in this election. And think what that means. That means that an organization that is bankrupt, that can't even deliver the mail, is going to be in charge of our election.
Right.
We're going to depend upon them to move ballots back and forth. And by the way, the post office is made up of seven public employee unions who are not exactly ever Trumpers. they are never Trumpers. And the idea that they could be that they could resist bringing their own weight to the outcome of this election, I think, is a real stretch of anyone's imagination
or
gullibility.
Right. It's actually quite frightening, Lou. It's actually quite frightening to think that after the November 3rd election that we could not know who the president is of these United States, who the next president will be because of what they are doing. And this is the reason why the Trump administration is fighting tooth and nail to ensure that this is a fair and equitable election.
Think about what the cause celeb is in the media in these recent days. The president saying he can't assure that transition. The president saying he might not go with the outcome of that election. When the left even concedes that they're not going to be able to know the outcome of the election for days, perhaps weeks, perhaps months, if indeed this mail-in balloting proceeds without successful court challenge.
Right.
But where was the left when the Democrats didn't assure a peaceful and orderly transition? Where was the national left-wing media when the Democrats did everything they could to upend his candidacy? They were striking before he was even elected, trying to end his candidacy, then trying to block his election, then trying to overthrow him as president of the United States. It's been 4 years.
With the help of the bureaucracy.
With outright violence against the Constitution from the left and the radical Dems. And now we're supposed to believe that these crocodile tears from the national left-wing media are sincere. Balderdash.
Oh, they're not at all. And absolutely, Lou, I can agree with you wholeheartedly on that. One of the things that I think is really important, we actually discussed this on your show, was the push to get felons to vote in Florida. And how Bloomberg paid, you know, $16 million so that 32,000 felons could vote. And now we're seeing other groups out there trying to pay off felons fines so that they can vote in the state of Florida. That tells me that these Democrats, they are desperate. They realize that they are up against a behemoth that is President right. Trump, and that they're worried that they're not going to be able to pull off this election with former Vice President Joe Biden, who, by the way, isn't even coming out of his basement to talk to anyone.
Isn't it extraordinary? As you and I are talking about those 80 million mail-in ballots, we're talking about the uncertainty that we're going to face in all likelihood on November 4th about the outcome of that election. This Democratic nominee won't even leave his basement for more than 2 days at most, and seldom is seen more than once or twice each week, while President Trump is moving all over the country, going to state after state. I believe it's 30 states
right.
since August 1st. And Biden barely gets out of Wilmington, Delaware, barely out of his basement. And don't you think it's interesting that this man who cannot complete a sentence, he cannot complete a paragraph in a speech without ending up in some bizarre, unintelligible place. He doesn't make gaffes. He deconstructs the American language. It's just stunning. And why would the Democrats put him up? How could they know that he is in some way impaired? I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you how he's impaired. I can only tell you he's not functioning properly, and he is impaired.
Well, that is very curious to me. That's something that everybody's been asking. It's like, wait a minute, how is this actually happening?
Sarah, I think there's only one explanation. They think they've got this election won. They think they've got it rigged, and they think there is no escape from what they'll do with those 80 million ballots. Just tell me how many votes you need in Pennsylvania, how many you need in Oklahoma, what do you need in Michigan? And you know that somebody will be harvesting votes. It's that straightforward, and there is no question about it.
Wow, that is a really great point, Lou, but that's an absolutely terrifying point, because one of the staples of our nation is the fact that we go, we vote, we go to the polls, we have a peaceful transition of power. The rest of the world envies that. You know, it's something that, no matter how contentious things have become, we have that peaceful transition of power. What's terrifying, I think, for me and for so many people that I've spoken with is what's going to happen this election. what's going to happen when all lines have been crossed and those ballots have either been tampered with or they can't officially count them or nobody knows where half of them have gone, where there's been ballot harvesting. I mean, this could end up being a very dangerous situation. And by the way, it's already dangerous right now. We're seeing what's happening in the streets across across our communities.
Well, in the small county that I live in New Jersey, we have a farm up here. 1,600 ballots were screwed up. The county election supervisor has resigned with what, a little over a month to go, 40 days to go to the election, because of inappropriateness around the ballots in the primary election. It's happening in counties, in states all over the country. And the Democrats, in my judgment, have much to answer for and should be answering for it in court. But before the election, I hope that the Republicans can get this stopped in the federal courts, because it is going to be a disaster of enormous proportions if they do not. This is an effort to steal the election. It's an effort to change the history of the country.
Let me ask you this. You're very close friends with President Donald Trump. He is always retweeting your show segments, and he's been a great admirer of your work and your book. And I know you don't talk about like what you two may discuss privately, but when you think of the president, when you think of him as a friend, what do you think is going through his mind this election season? And I mean, do you think there's concern there, or do you think he's just going to keep fighting like he's always been fighting, just push right through and get the American people to that finish line?
I guarantee you, and I'm not speaking as a friend, I'm speaking as a citizen and an admirer of this president. This man will be fighting to the last ounce of his strength for the American people and for this nation. That everyone can take to the bank. What is he going to do? This president is one of the most wonderful departures from presidents past that one we could imagine. You know what he's thinking. We all know what he's thinking, because mm-hmm. he says it loud and clear. And he is also one of the very few presidents who means what he says. He has said that this is an effort to swindle the American people out of their votes and their decisions and their choice and their will. He has said clearly and unequivocally that the Dems mean to steal the election. You can take it to the bank. That is precisely what they are doing. This is a president who has used Twitter, social media, as no other president in history. He is in communication, constant communication with the American people. And guess who hates that, Sarah? The people who hate that are all in the national left-wing media, because they want to be able to constrain his language. Right. They don't want him tweeting. They don't want him speaking in Anglo-Saxon terms, some of which are occasionally a little colorful. But the fact is, they're direct and they're honest. And by God, that's worth so much to every one of us. It is precious that he has the freedom of speech to communicate directly with us, to say what he means. And, you know, the left-wing media, the fourth estate in this country, I like to say, has become a fifth column against the United States government. This president is taking them to task, and I guarantee you, he's going to give them a fight like they have never seen before. And he's fought them long and hard over the course of 4 years. And he has not only prevailed, this president has succeeded historically in everything he's undertaken.
I couldn't say more than you already said right now, Lou. I want to go back and tell everybody again, The Trump Century, How Our President Changed the Course of History Forever by Lou Dobbs. And before I let you go, Lou, I know your time is precious. We're living in historical times. How historical do you think these times are? And do you think this presidency has truly changed the course of American history forever?
I do. Look no farther than the federal judiciary, where he has about 300 appointments, judges. But before Election Day, he will have appointed and confirmed three justices to the Supreme Court. Fully a third of the high court will be conservative. It will have a solid conservative majority that will endure for decades. Look at what he has done with just his energy and his commitment to the American people. His work ethic, Sarah, as you well know, it's
astonishing.
Yeah. Every president will be judged about how they work on the job for the American people by the standard of what President Donald Trump has done as the leader of this nation and the free world. And by the way, you know, how good is this president? Let's say, how about two Nobel Peace Prize nominations for two separate achievements of his administration, his presidency, in 1 week? I think that's even more impressive than Barack Obama getting a nomination in the first 11 days of his presidency for doing nothing.
That's right. That's right. I was going to say, it made Vladimir Putin so jealous that President Trump got nominated twice by people outside of the United States that he had to have like a little task force in Russia, apparently, nominate him for a Nobel Peace Prize just to keep up with the president. So I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck, Vlad.
Good luck, Vlad. That's right. Well, everyone, this is the great Lou Dobbs. Lou, I look forward to being back on your show with you. It's remarkable what you have done. You are a New York Times bestselling author, and you've written six books, folks. You got to get out there, though, and buy this latest book, The Trump Century, How Our President Changed the Course of History Forever. Thank you so much, Lou, for being on the show today. I hope you come back.
I'll be delighted to come back, and I am thrilled and thankful for you inviting me here today. Enjoyed it. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you soon.
I love Lou Dobbs. I love him. I have been doing his show. He probably won't even remember since I was so young and I was interning at King World Productions, like in L.A. I remember Lou there. I remember Lou from my time in L.A. So it's always a pleasure. And now with Fox News, I'm a contributor there and I love being on Lou's show. But before I go any further and before I get into anything else, guys, I want to talk to you about kitty litter. I know it sounds so bizarre, but I've got a couple of cats and I want to tell you, wet stuff stinks. It really does. Think about it. I mean, you've got cats, they're digging in their litter box, they're not always covering it up, and you're just like, what do I do? How do I take care of this? I'm going to tell you how you do it. You get Arm & Hammer. That's all I use now. Arm & Hammer for multi-cats. I have multi-cats. I know I'm not a cat lady. My daughter came from college in Wyoming, brought her cats. I have my cat, Barry. There's like a trio of cats now in my house. So if you have cats like me, you know nothing smells worse than the wet litter box. Luckily, Arm & Hammer has the solution. It's called New Absorb X Cat Litter. It's made with desert dry minerals. It absorbs wetness in seconds, taking that wet odor out of the picture. You won't even smell it. You walk in a room, if you're cleaning out your kitty litter and you're using Arm & Hammer, you won't even smell it. Go to armandhammer.com/bounty and get $4 off your box of quick absorbing Absorb X and have a nice dry day. New Absorb X from Arm & Hammer. More power to you. Well, I know that we've talked so much. We were talking at the top of the show. What's happening in our country is I don't know. This year, 2020, I feel frustrated just like you. I feel like, is this year ever going to end? Is it going to end on a high note? Please, God, don't let it end on a low note. We're still waiting for the November 3rd elections. You know, we've got the holidays around the corner, and it's nerve-wracking. And as a parent and as a mother, you know, as a wife, as a regular citizen, I hate to see what's happening to our nation. I hate the fact that we feel so divided. It's very distressing, but I know we're going to make through this. I know we're going to make it through this. I know as Americans, we're going to find that strength. We're not going to continue to go after one another or be divided because of politics. Let's find a way to get back together to make that connection. But let's not forget that we cannot allow our nation to be usurped or taken over by radical leftists, socialist Marxists. Look, they can say whatever they want. They just can't cross those lines. We live in a free society and a free country, in a country that I feel blessed to be a part of, in a country that I'm willing to fight for and die for because of what it stands for and because of our Constitution, and one that is the envy of all the world. Remember, please subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you're enjoying the show, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love for you to give us a review and give us a five-star rating on whatever app that you use. So again, thank you so much for being a part of The Sarah Carter Show. I look forward to being back with you soon with other great, fantastic guests. I don't know if any could live up to the great Lou Dobbs, but we'll see. Thank you so much. We're taking the story back. God bless.